Hi everyone, and thanks for listening to LID Radio Podcast. Welcome to our special series, How to Generate Ideas When You're Not Creative, with author Kevin Duncan. In this series, Kevin shares simple, practical techniques from the Ideas book to help you unlock new ways of thinking and generate better ideas, whatever your role or experience. Each episode focuses on one idea you can start using right away.
The debate surrounding whether anyone can, quote, be creative or have a decent idea rages on. The whole point of the Ideas book is to equip anyone with the techniques they need to be as creative as they can be. Having trained thousands over the years, the evidence suggests that pretty much anyone can indeed be creative. One thing is clear. Random, go mad, give me your most wacky ideas, guys, approaches do not work well. True creativity needs to be disciplined, highly directed, and capable of withstanding deep scrutiny. In the absence of being brilliantly inspired every moment of the day, most of us can learn from the manner in which some of the best ideas came about. We can then try to recreate a facsimile of those conditions to generate our own, more modest piece of mini-brilliance. In this podcast, we look at the art of recombination and small refinements. An easy way to move on from ordinary and uninspiring ideas is to pursue the art of recombination. Recombination means combining two or more ideas in new combinations. One thing on its own may not be that remarkable, nor indeed might another separate thing. But putting two of these together for the first time in a surprising way often leads to a significant step forward. This is sometimes called conceptual blending. Many idea generators fall into the trap of thinking that they must start from scratch, but this is not true. Many ideas and innovations are merely stepping stones from an existing known idea to a slightly improved one. Dissatisfaction with a current product or service often impels innovators to make improvements, if only through frustration and a desire to find a better way. Take an existing product that is okay but not that exciting. Work on the principle that it can certainly be improved. Come up with a selection of products or services that have nothing to do with it and work through ways in which they could possibly be combined to create something better. Continuing the theme of recombination, embracing the spirit of small refinements can lead to excellent new ideas. In 1975, former Roxy Music keyboard player and now famous producer Brian Eno got together with Peter Schmidt to produce the original pack of 100 Oblique Strategies cards. Each has a suggestion or course of action to assist in creative situations. For example, if a musician or producer feels that a version of a song isn't quite cutting it, they can consider changing the tempo, changing the key, changing the blend of instruments, changing the lyrics, or even changing the musicians themselves. Wholesale reinvention is rare. Small refinements might do the trick in the majority of situations. You don't have to strive for uniqueness every time because you probably won't find it. Look at a project, product, or idea. Ask yourself, what is the smallest change we could make here that would transform it into something better? That's it. Keep pushing until you have alighted on a simple but important improvement.